The Philadelphia Orchestra's current China trip is both a celebration of the 40th anniversary of its first tour to that country and a new kind of overseas engagement. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the 2013 tour and residency is being led by a conductor with a reputation for innovation both on and off the podium.
When it became apparent that the orchestra's music director, Yannick Nezet-Séguin, would be unable to make this trip, the orchestra turned to Donald Runicles. In a meeting in San Francisco, they explained that they wanted him to lead the orchestra both in the concert hall and beyond.
This was not just some, well, let's do six concerts and fly in and fly out. This had to do with a community outreach. That this had to do with engaging young musicians in China, a youth orchestra, perhaps performing Chinese music. And it was made very clear to me that while there are many, many orchestras and opera companies that today go to China, that Philadelphia has a brand like no other.
Runicles was immediately on board, knowing he would need to draw not only on his skills as a conductor and instrumentalist, but also on his experiences helping create and implement innovative community educational and outreach programs. He says he's also aware that this trip is in some ways a continuation of what was begun 40 years ago.
It was ultimately ambassadors, political ambassadors, who broke the ground back then in 1972-73 under President Nixon. And in that sense, we, through our music, are also ambassadors in a far bigger sense that through this music, we reach out and remind us all of our common humanity.
This week, the Philadelphia Orchestra's 2013 residency and 40th anniversary tour of China will make stops in Shanghai, Tianjin, Beijing, and Macau before returning home on Monday.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.